For bankruptcy, Red Lobster recently closed 99 restaurants, but says all remaining locations will stay open. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Janesville Police Department, officers have arrested a man they say stabbed two people at a Walgreens. According to the Janesville Police Department, the 27-year-old suspect was unprovoked and stabbed two people that were in the Walgreens around 9:30 Friday night before he ran from the scene. The victims say they did not know the suspect. They were taken to a local hospital, each with multiple stab wounds. They are both currently recovering from those injuries. Businesses and officials in Wisconsin Dells, Portage, and Columbus are hoping a new daily train line that starts Tuesday will bring more visitors into the area. The Amtrak Borealis train is set to make its first run from Chicago to Minnesota's Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. Amtrak stations in Portage, Columbus, Wisconsin Dells, and Toma will be among the stops. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
We have scattered showers and thunderstorms on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. There could be some locally heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. A couple of isolated strong storms possible, too. 76 will be our high today, 81 by tomorrow.
If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57. 99.7.
Because my 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Don't you know so many things they come and go, like your words that once rang true, just like the love I thought I found in you.
I found someone. There is Cher. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM celebrating her 78th birthday today. I recently watched her in an interview within like just about the last month or so. The woman, I mean, we all joke about it, right, Finn? She doesn't age at all, but she looks phenomenal. Oh my goodness. Cher is just one of those icons, though. I think that we just all just expect to always look amazing, don't we? Because she always has for so darn long. So
work or no work, work done or no work done.
Oh, I think she's had probably. I think it's maybe a little bit of everything. Yeah, okay. I don't think she's overdone it. But if you saw photos of her mom, her mom is passed. I mean, but up until the years where her mom passed away, you would have never guessed that her mom was as old as she was either, because she looked absolutely phenomenal. So I think there's a little work done. I think it's been well done, and then I think Cher's just had some really good genetics at hand as well, because she just looks amazing. My goodness, you can tell she's starting to get older, but you would never guess she's 78 just by looking at
her.
That's
so cool. What do you think she does for her birthday?
I don't know. I think anything you want, because she's Cher and she can do anything she wants. Now, it was long, long ago. It was probably during one of her last tours. We actually got to see her in concert, and just absolutely just as phenomenal as you would think she was. And she did everything, everything from her catalog. Mm-hmm. She went all the way back to the Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves days.
Nice.
And then all the way through the Sunny era, all the way through what she currently had out, and it was just a phenomenal show. I could have stayed there all night. She's just,
it's been a long career.
Oh yeah, she's been a thing for quite some time. And you know, and she makes fun of herself about that. I mean, she jokes, she's like, the only thing that will survive the apocalypse is cockroaches and me, because she's like, I've been around for forever. And so she jokes about that. So I do love Cher. But anyway, yeah, I can't remember where that interview was at. It was really literally just within the last month that I got to watch that, and it was a new one, as she was kind of, you know, as they were kind of talking about her birthday and the fact that she's been inducted in, will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all of that kind of stuff. It was,
she was a little upset about that for a while.
Well, yeah,
about, and, yeah,
I don't really blame her. I mean, I don't blame her. She's had this amazing career that we just said spanned the 60s all the way till basically more current times, and hello, you couldn't put her into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's won an Oscar. She's had movies. She had a show with Sonny there for a really long time, and nobody thought that maybe she should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, come on now. Mm. We've talked about the issues that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has, right, amongst themselves anyway, so it's not super surprising, but I'm glad they kind of rectified that one. I hate, though, that it took Cher to actually go on social media and be like, hello, me, I should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
But
when you think about the artists that are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, boy, it's criminal.
It is. It is absolutely crazy. At any rate, this morning, I want to talk about something else that's a little crazy. Apparently, this year is going to be the year of the weather vane. Now, stick with me here for a second, because if you're doing a little spring cleaning and you come across some strange old weather vane, you might want to make sure that it hasn't been stolen. Now, earlier this year, a town in France could finally put an old mystery to bed. This happened back in 1999. The town's golden weather vane mysteriously vanished, but back in January, the thief was found. They were actually ID'd because the credit card they used to mail it back. And since they were voluntarily returning it, the town didn't pursue charges. And kind of like in the whole Diddy situation we talked about earlier, there was also a statute of limitations. Now, another long lost weather vane has been found. What is happening? Why are all these weather vane? I mean, they're not small items. It's not like you can just, you know, tuck those away and lose them easily. Back in 1983, two thieves used ladders and ropes to ascend the rooftop of the train depot in White River Junction in Vermont and actually stole the historic weather vane on top of the building. Now, for 40 years, this mystery remained uncracked, but earlier this month, it was returned after it was unearthed by Sotheby's, which, of course, is the auction house. They said it was discovered in the estate of a collector of Americana by the name of Martin Schack. Now, it's unclear how he got this particular historic weather vane, but there's a pretty good chance he never realized that it was stolen when he actually added it to his collection. Collectors who know they own stolen art do not list it for sale with a major auction house, because obviously it could be easily traced, right? So a new permanent home hasn't been quite picked out yet for this historic weather vane, but local officials want to choose a public place where it could be seen and also appreciated. Why are weather vanes just slowly like starting to pop back up after they've been stolen? And why are you stealing a weather vane anyway? Like, what do you actually get out of it? I have a lot of questions about stolen weather vanes this morning. Probably way more questions than I ever thought I'd ever have. But just based off of this story, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a little bizarre. Weather vanes are cool, though.
They're very cool, and they can be very historic. And I don't know. I suppose the one in France, if it was all gold, they probably were thinking maybe they could sell it for the money or something. Who really knows? Doesn't sound like they actually did that, or whoever. I mean, they found the person who stole it, so that person just kept hold of it. Was it on a dare? Was it like a, you know, high school gone wrong graduation prank or something?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know, but it is very odd that we have these weather vanes reappearing after all these years. So. Some mysteries in life will never be understood.
The unsolved mysteries of the universe.
I just love that these are such sleepy little towns that in the middle of the night, people can be climbing buildings with ropes and ladders and nobody even realizes it's happening.
Well, it's a little creepy, don't you think?
A little. I mean, like, come on, people. Check your surroundings a little better than that. Now in the age and day of, like, all of the rings and all of the, like, you know, security that you can have on your house, you got to think that this would probably not be able to happen quite as easily as it did back in 1983 or 1999 in these two cases. But we shall see. I mean, there are some people who are a little bit more stealthy, I guess. And there are some people who just don't pay attention. Can you imagine, though, seeing somebody climbing a ladder in the middle of the night and you're like, huh, must have had a leaky roof? Because you know there are people who would say that.
Yeah. But as soon as you see them hauling off with a weather vane, then, yeah, that's a little suspicious.
Oh, man. Again, they're not small. Weather vanes on top of buildings are not small. It takes a little
not
work.
Not something
to...
you can, like, just kind of hide under your jacket or your raincoat or whatever.
I mean, I'm assuming it takes a little work to get them down and hauled off the building and all of that kind of stuff. So if you see somebody going after a weather vane, make sure you report that ASAP. We don't need any mystery weather vanes missing around here.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and just suggest that you have never had a weather vane at any of the houses you've lived at over the years.
No, we've never had one on our house. My mom was a big fan of weather vanes, though, and that kind of Americana country look.
Right.
So the closest I ever got to a weather vane was the decorative one that she had in the house at one point in time because she really, really loved them. And so, yeah, she had it was very cool. It was like a coppery color one. So she had that for a long time. In fact, I think she might still have that somewhere. If not in storage, at least somewhere in her apartment. So, but that's the closest I've ever gotten to a weather vane. And trust me, even as a decorative one, it was not something you were hiding under your jacket to walk away with. Let's be honest. Now, we've got to switch vanes here this morning. Vanes, no pun intended. And we have to talk about cute little furry, fuzzy animals that need really great homes. Of course, it's time to feature our pets of the week over at the Sauk County Humane Society. Oh my gosh. Oh, this dog of the week. She is just so darn cute. I just want to go get her right now. She's adorable and she's got the same underbite as my Aspen has, so it's awesome. So our dog of the week is Jojo, and Jojo is the name fits her perfectly, doesn't it, when you look at her photo?
Totally.
She is an 8-month-old boxer mix. She came into the shelter as a stray, and Jojo, being 8 months old, is very much a puppy yet. She still needs a lot of training. She can be a little excitable, she can be a little jumpy, she can be a little mouthy, so she'd probably be best in a home with older children, probably not a great fit for seniors. She's got a little bit of puppy energy in there yet. She can do well on a leash walk, or probably will with a little bit of training. Right now, the leash, as we all know puppies, it becomes a tug toy, is what it essentially becomes when Jojo goes out for her walk. She is playful. She loves to sit in front of you with her puppy eyes and her darn cute little underbite just and look at you kind of like, according to Connie, the volunteer over there, like, what are you looking at right now? And that's exactly how she's looking in this photo. She's adorable. She does love her treats, and it's unknown if she is house trained. So again, a little work, but she's just a baby. So once you put in that effort, she's going to be awesome. She will be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on her vaccines before she goes home. She doesn't look like a super big girl either, but of course, she's still got some growing to do as a puppy. But if you're interested, you got to take a look at her photos. She's got the little like bulldog face with like the boxer jowls, but she's got the bigger boxer ears. She is just absolutely adorable.
She's compensating for her size with that classic underbite because
she has
what I like to refer to as the ferocious going
yes,
on.
Yes.
Where she, you know, because she's of smaller size, she doesn't want anybody to be fooled by the fact that she can hold her own.
She can hold her own, but she is, oh my gosh, she is absolutely adorable. That's the same look Aspen gives you. It's the same kind of like, what do you want from me look right now?
Are you looking at me?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. Or when I tell her she can't do something, that's the exact look I get from her. Like
resistance.
Are you kidding me right now? I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And why are you trying to tell me no, lady? I'm still going to go do this. That's the look. I know it well, all too well. Now, for our other pet of the week, we don't have a cat this week. We have a critter, and a beautiful one at that. We have a bunny this week, a Holland Lop, in fact. Yeah, he's beautiful. His name is Anthony. He's on the smaller side. He came into the shelter shelter with several other abandoned rabbits. Now, he appears to be friendly and meets you at his cage when he sees you. He's probably hoping for some fresh veggies and probably a chance to get out and play just a little bit. Hollenlop rabbits are a dwarf breed and would be a great pet for somebody who maybe lives in an apartment, if you can have small animals in your apartment. They're also very curious and they're energetic, and they weigh anywhere between 2 to 4 pounds, and they have a lifespan of 7 to 14 years. So they're pretty hardy as well. A sweet and lovable little guy, Anthony would love to munch his way into your heart. He'll be microchipped and neutered before he goes home. Now, before getting a bunny, though, according to the Humane Society, you got to do a little research on the required care of rabbits. There are specific foods that are required, and they also need a play area so they can be out and about a little bit during the day. But with patience, they can also be litter box trained if you allow them to have a little free roam of the home. And it's important to bunny proof the house as well, because they'll chew on a variety of items, including live electrical cords. That can be a little dangerous, as we all know. And like any pet, bunnies are a lifetime commitment. But if you're interested, he is just a sweet little thing. So make sure you check him out. Doesn't he just look very content? And like, he just wants you to come pet him. Like, that's what he looks like in this photo. And he's just beautiful. Now, when I was growing up, I actually had little dwarf rabbits. And they really do fit in the palm of your hand. They're very, very awesome. So check out Anthony. Check out JoJo if you're looking to adopt. They really are. Now, of course, the Humane Society wants to remind us, too, that warmer weather brings out ticks and mosquitoes, as we're all pretty aware. If you have dogs, you've probably already come into a couple tick situations this spring. So, again, this is just a quick reminder that if you do not have your pet on a preventative, probably a good time to get with your vet and figure out the best one that works for your dog or your cat, or maybe your critter that likes to go outside every now and then, and make sure that they are up to date on all of those, because nobody wants to go through Lyme, and nobody wants to go through the heartworms that come sometimes with the mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. That's horrible for your pets and horrible for the owners having to watch them go through it as well, right? So
yeah, my oldest son, they have a dog, Pyrenees Sage. Okay. And she currently is dealing with heartworm, and it's nothing fun to go through for them or for you as an owner, because we found out, so it's a long story, but Taylor's girlfriend, while we were in Ireland, her grandmother passed away, and because of that, there was really nobody to watch the dog.
Sure.
So they eventually found some friends that could watch her, but Taylor and his girlfriend were just so completely freaked out, because now Sage is on medication for heartworm, and there's a lot of stuff you got to go through to make sure that the dog takes the medicine and he is back on track.
They got to keep him quiet for weeks at a time. Yeah. So anything you can do
that's so anything that you can do that's preventative to avoid anything like that, like heartworm, it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even Aspen, she's on her preventative. And during, you know, it's a monthly thing. And for us personally, just because of where we live and the type of environment that we're in, during the summer months, you know, they say every 30 days, I push it up to every 28 just to make sure that we're completely covered in there. And then I go back to like the 30, 31 days once, you know, the weather changes a little bit and it gets into the colder months. Mm-hmm. But then when she goes outside, I also use a puppy friendly flea tick fly spray on her as well, if I know she's going to be in the tall grasses, or if that's where I know she's going to want to inevitably nose around in. It's just those little things that you can do, and we've been very lucky. She's had a few tick bites this year, nothing that has concerned me though, other than the one that, you know, when the tick bit, I didn't realize it was there, and then she looked at it and she irritated the area, so it took us a few days with some antiseptic sprays and all of that to kind of get that a little bit of that redness out. But we've been lucky because ours has worked very, very well. Like as soon as the tick bites, you can tell it latched on, it tried to, and then it died because of the heart or because of the tick preventatives that she's on. So we've been lucky that way. But still, I don't even like her to get bit because you just never know. Because not only do ticks, you know, transmit Lyme disease, but they can transmit a lot of other bacterial infections to not only us, but also to our pets. So it's just, it's the environment we live in, people.
And apparently there's an explosion of ticks this year, even
so
more than
bad.
Usual. So
they're so bad. They're so bad. The other day we came home and she had a bunch crawling on her. I had a bunch crawling on me. And we hadn't even been in the really tall grass that day because I'm kind of trying to keep her out of it. But no, we were both covered. So we had to pull a bunch of ticks that day from both of us. It was pretty ridiculous. And interestingly enough, I mean, going out to Mirror Lake State Park, you know, I always spray her and she loves to go sniff around. I don't know if it's just the ground, how the ground is set up and the different plants that they have, or maybe there's areas that the ground cover is a little sparse in spots just because of all the trees. You're in a forested area. She didn't come back with one tick from Mirror Lake State Park, interestingly enough. And she was not on the trails, people. She does not, Aspen does not stay on the trails because that is not where the good smells are. She does not stay on the trails in any way, shape, or form. So
that's what I'm always trying to keep them out of the tall grasses. And I pulled a couple off of Sunset last week, and they were always up above her eyebrow, like near her eye.
It's because they put their heads down in the grass to sniff, and then they latch onto their heads. Ugh.
She's obviously easier to spot on because of her lighter coat, but Theo, forgot. Get it.
Oh, because he's got layers and layers. Yeah. He's just a little puffball is what Theo is.
He is.
I can't even imagine trying to find them on him.
And it's darker. I mean, his coat is darker too. So it's...
Yeah. So just do a thorough check. Like I said, Aspen knows what the words tick check mean. She comes in and she knows that I better stay put on this rug because mommy's going to go up and down my back and move my fur, and we're going to check everything out in between my paws and my face and all of that. And she just stands there. I think she thinks it's a nice massage because I do it kind of like a massage at the same time. Yeah. So I think she thinks it feels really good because she'll even close her eyes.
Nice.
Whatever works. Whatever
it's
gets her to be still.
It's a spa day for her.
That's right. Every day is a spa day for Aspen. Whatever gets her to sit still, though. I'm all about it. Now, of course, at the Humane Society, they do need a few donations right now. Bleach, laundry detergent, fabric softener sheets, and Dawn dish soap are a few of their biggest needs. You can obviously deliver those if you're so inclined to help out, or you can have them delivered from Amazon if you want to help out but don't maybe have the time to make a stop over there. SockHumane.org to check out all of the information, all of the things happening over there, and of course, to see photos of Sweet Jojo and Anthony as well, and maybe bring a new pet home into your world. Taking a quick look at the forecast, I had to see what time it was. I had no idea. I lost track. Scattered showers today, tonight, and tomorrow. We could see some heavy rain as well, maybe a half inch to an inch, maybe even more in some areas. This is all supposed to wind down tomorrow night, so obviously it's going to be a soggy, damp next couple of days. A couple of isolated strong storms are also possible over the next couple of days. High around 76 for today, and then 81 tomorrow. Right now, it is 58.
The Real Estate Brokerage Network, built for a new era in real estate. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Local Realty is ready to connect you with your forever agent. One of the most highly respected worldwide home ownership services has offices in your community, including Wisconsin Dells and Reedsburg. Visit with Berkshire Hathaway Local Realty licensed professionals June 20th from 5 to 7 at their new Reedsburg location. At the office, 2560 East Main Street. Go to bhhslocalrealty.com for more.
The Big Top Parade is ready for liftoff. Baraboo's signature event returns to the downtown streets Saturday, June 8th. This space-age parade will step off at 11 a.m., highlighting a day full of out-of-this-world circus fun in the Ringling Brothers' hometown. Kids can take part in the wild, rumpus circus on the square before the parade. After the parade, head to Circus World and enjoy the blast-off Big Top Show. Learn more at BigTopParade.com.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million-dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand-new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all you can eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stuffed performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to SneakyPete'sWildWestDinnerShow.com. That's SneakyPete'sWildWestDinnerShow.com. Yeehaw!
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's 8:31 right now. We hope that your morning is going well so far, even if it happens to be a Monday and a rainy one at that. Lots of coffee, lots of donuts, add a sprinkle or two, maybe some jelly filling, and you got yourself a day, I'm telling you. It's a flock of seagulls now. I ran so far away on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:34 right now. And Finn, this is a good reminder for anybody who's thinking about cheating on a partner that eventually you're probably going to be caught. These days, we all know that a lot of people who like to cheat on their significant other usually are outed by some kind of technology, but then there's also some crazy circumstances like this. So there's this 26-year-old female vet that started a new job late last week, and she had someone bring in a very sick puppy. Well, of course, the first thing they wanted to do with the puppy's symptoms is get an x-ray, because the dog was, you know, not feeling well, having tummy issues and all of that. And when they did the x-ray, they realized that the dog had eaten something that had become caught in its system. So they performed an emergency surgery and pulled out the obstruction, which happened to be a pair of thong underwear. Now, they told the owner, and she didn't have any idea what was going on, nor did she understand the situation, because she doesn't own a pair of thong underwear. So she called her husband, and apparently the revelation that it was another woman's underwear came to the surface while they were on the phone. Now, this vet and her staff were just kind of stuck there on the other end waiting, you know, as the conversation ended. They felt terrible.
Awkward.
Exactly. They felt terrible for the woman because it was a horrible way to find out, not to mention the stress over the dog, which could have passed away had the thong not been removed in time. The dog, by the way, is fine. The marriage, well, we're not so sure what's going to happen there. But at any rate, you have to be very careful these days.
How many different kinds of excuses do you think the guy tried to make up? Like, the dog, it must have been on one of the walks, the dog.
Sure. Yeah, you know. It was a gift for you kind of thing.
Oopsie.
That's not a great way to find out. Well, hopefully the woman's doing okay, and hopefully the dog is recuperating as well. But not a great way to find out that there's been some cheating happening.
But at least she did find out.
That's right. That's right. So at least she can kind of decide now what's best for her, and hopefully she gets custody of the puppy.
Yes.
I mean, she went to bat for the dog, so hopefully the dog, you know, reciprocates the love and affection that that she gave it. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. That is a crazy story. Looks like we're going to see showers today, tonight, and tomorrow. Maybe some heavy rain, maybe some isolated stronger storms. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMCHealth.com.
Big Deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Xander Schauffele captured his first major championship, firing a final round 6-under 65 to beat Bryson DeChambeau by one shot. Victor Hovland finished third, three shots off the lead. Brewers fell to the Astros 9-4 on Sunday, dropping the rubber game of their series. Colin Ray made it through just 4 1/3 innings and suffered the loss. The Brewers are at Miami tonight. Menasha's Kathy Vandehei won the women's division in the final Green Bay Cellcom Marathon on Sunday. Vandehei finished the race in 2
2 hours, 43 minutes, and 7 seconds. Nicholas Shalimo of Grand Rapids, Texas, won the men's division. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers capped off their series with Beloit, winning 5-3 on Sunday. The Rattlers won 5 of 6 in the series. And Wausau native and Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Otto died Sunday at the age of 86. Otto was a graduate of Wausau High School in 1956. He went on to play 15 seasons with the Oakland Raiders. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We have scattered showers and thunderstorms on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. There could be some locally heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. A couple of isolated strong storms possible, too. 76 will be our high today, 81 by tomorrow.
If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58. 99.7.
It's 8:40 right now. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. Duran Duran, it's Hungry Like the Wolf on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:44 right now. And Finn, on this Monday, as we just try to get through a Monday and move on with our week, we've got to take a look at our calendar days, all those things that we can celebrate today that just make life seem a little bit better, right? Easier to handle on a Monday. So today is Be a Millionaire Day. Now, if you've ever wished you were a millionaire, chances are you've dreamed of joining that club at one point in time. Well, Be a Millionaire Millionaire Day is now. Today, people try to become millionaires by sound practices like investing, saving, or by like sheer luck. So I guess you go buy yourself a lottery ticket today, because that's all I would get. I don't have any luck, so none of that's going to actually work for me. But
well, what about Saturday? This past Saturday, wasn't that supposed to be the luckiest day of the year?
I think so. Yes, yeah. Yes, it was, when Jupiter and the Earth were aligned. Uh-huh. It was just a day. I didn't have a bird poop on me at Devil's
Lake. You didn't buy
a
lotto ticket?
Nope, no. And no birds pooped on me at Devil's Lake, so I guess I'll count that as a win. Today is also Flower Day, always observed on May 20th. It takes place at the Eastern Market in Detroit on the Sunday, I should say, after Mother's Day each year, which is around May 20th. Obviously, we all love flowers because of their beauty, because of their smell. They can be associated with all sorts of different things, romance, medicine, rituals, as well as religion. And in some places, they're even used as a food source. So important. And this time of year, you can basically go anywhere and see some spectacular flowers. You don't even need to go to your local flower shop to do that. You can just see them kind of growing wherever. They're awesome. Yeah. My favorite is this time of year when you get all of like the lupines, and then eventually we'll have the Queen Anne's lace in the ditches. I mean, it's just, this is a great time of year. It's also International Red Sneakers Day today. I don't know why. I don't know why we celebrate it, but if you have a pair of red sneakers, this is the day to wear them. So there you go. It is also National Streaming Day today. Well, we've certainly learned a few things about that over the last few years. So celebrate your streaming services by, I guess, watching your streaming services today. It is also, World Bee Day today. This is No Mo May. So when we try to, you know, create some pollination opportunities for our bees. And of course, today is the day we celebrate that population of bees across the world. Mm. So There you go. It's actually a resolution that was proposed by the United Nations way back in 2014. So about 10 years ago, we've been celebrating this day. Now, today is also, this is one near and dear to my heart, and I know it will be to yours as well. It's National Rescue Dog Day today. Mm. So If you've got a rescue dog, we celebrate them every day because they're awesome. But today in particular, we really celebrate those rescue dogs. And if you're looking to adopt a family friend, I mean, we just talked about the cute little faces over at the Sauk County Humane Society. This is a great opportunity to make an appointment and go check out who they have available. Or even if you can't do that, maybe, you know, you decide you want to do a little volunteering at one of our really great rescues around here, right? So they all need help. So you've got plenty of opportunities to help them out. Now, when it comes to our good food ones, this one, I don't know if it's good, but it's certainly important and it does make food better. It's World Flour Day today. So it's important to make cakes and, you know, breads rise. Had to use a bunch of flour last night. We had a batch of whole wheat pancakes and a batch of regular pancakes. And of course, a little flour went into both of those as well. It is also Pick Strawberries Day today. Now, I'm not sure if they're quite ready around here. I think we're a few weeks away. Plus, it'd be a little soggy today. But maybe you're picking some strawberries requires you to go to the grocery store and pick out a container of them, right? Because all the grocery stores have some beautiful strawberries right now. I know that's what I'm going to be doing today because I ate the last three that I had in my refrigerator. So I'll be grabbing some strawberries. And then let's see, is there anything else on here? No, I think that pretty much covers it. I guess if you like a good quiche, it's National Quiche Lorraine Day today, which seems oddly specific. And I don't even know what a quiche Lorraine is. This looks like it's got some spinach and some peppers and stuff in it. So I'm not a quiche fan. So I don't really make a lot of them. So I can't really tell you what a quiche Lorraine is. If it's got eggs in it, though, it's probably something I'm going to eat. I do love myself. I do love myself a good egg or two, especially the egg whites. So there is that. I had all that blood work done last week, right? And I had that done on Friday. So by Friday night, I had all the results. Everything came back normal. My cholesterol, my doctor is concerned because it's 2 points high. My cholesterol is 2 points high. I'm like, how does that even happen?
Exactly. Because you watch everything. Yeah.
I don't eat anything. That's crazy. I know. So there's a few other things that we're watching for, and I got to go have some more tests done in June. So we shall see how it all comes about. But yeah, but with as much as I walk, with little that I eat, and she reassured me that it's not all diet based. She's like, there's a lot of things that can go into a higher cholesterol point. She's like, it can be hereditary. She's like, it can be the fact that, you know, she said you had a complete hysterectomy when I was only 25 years old. So she's like, that kind of stuff can play into it. So she said, there's a lot of things, not necessarily the diet. Although with that being said, she's like, we should kind of switch to a more Mediterranean style diet for the time being. I'm like, so what you're saying is it could be the diet. All I eat is like chicken, turkey, and fish as it is. I eat very little red meat or anything, but I do eat a lot of eggs. So egg whites are now on the menu.
Gotcha.
for quite some time, at least until they figure out what's going on, or at least until we get the cholesterol back down from the 2 points high that it is. I was like, two sure. points? Like, come on now, people. Come on.
Isn't that frustrating when you take care of yourself and you watch exactly what you eat, and then
right?
you go to the doctors, and then you get that kind of report back? But it could have been worse. So
it could have been way worse. So I had two tests that were like 2 points high, like 1 to 2 points higher than they should have been. That was it. So I guess at this point in time, I'm not overly concerned, even though it's stuff that I will take seriously and obviously try to work with my doctor, see if we can get those numbers down into the normal range. Because, nobody wants to be 2 points high. And I'm an overachiever. I did not get a perfect grade. So now I feel like I have to, like, you know, it's like when I was back in high school. Now I'm like, ooh, I got a 98. Next time I'm going to get 100. So that's kind of what that's kind of what I feel like right now. So it's good to have a challenge, people, even if it means you're old and it's about your health. Whatever. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Scattered showers possible today, tonight, and tomorrow. In fact, we could even see some heavy rain mixed in there, maybe a half inch to an inch more in some areas. This is all before we wind this whole system down tomorrow night. And then we could see a couple of isolated strong storms mixed in as well. Of course, we're going to keep you updated on those. A high today near 76, 81 tomorrow. Right now, it is 58. It's time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Memorial Day weekend will be busy around the area. In Reedsburg, there's an American Legion brat stand that's going to be at Viking BP. That'll be on Saturday, May 25th from 10 a.m. until 2. Stop in for a delicious meal and help raise some money for our veterans. You can learn more at facebook.com/post350Reedsburg. And then there's a couple of chicken dinners around the area on that Sunday, May 26th. Come celebrate the beginning of summer at the Pioneer Village outside of Reedsburg on Highway 23. From 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., they'll have a delicious chicken barbecue and also explore the history of the communities there at the Pioneer Village. Great lesson on history for children and adults alike. More details can be found at rahspv.com. And then also on that same Sunday, the Sauk Prairie VFW Post 7694 is going to be hosting their Chick-Nick Barbecue Chicken Dinner. That's going to be from 11 a.m. until sold out, $15 for the dinner. This is all happening at Veterans Memorial Park. Again, that is Sunday, May 26th. And then on Memorial Day, head to Laval for the American Legion Chicken Dinner, following an 11 a.m. Memorial Day ceremony at the Laval Honor Roll Memorial at 300 Union Street. Chicken dinners will be served at Legion Post 242's Clubhouse. And that's at 116th West Main Street in Laval.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Maximum hits. Max FM.
your half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. I need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. Yeah. Let us your half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Never like to see you.